Now, as we come today to the third chapter of the book of Numbers, we can see that God's preparing the children of Israel for the wilderness march. And first of all, there must be the order of the camp. And we've seen that there was a census, that the men of war might be chosen, and that they might know who they were, and be able to say that they were a son of Abraham. And then the standards and the order of the camp, so they had to know where they belong. And now we also see what they are to do. And we take here the tribe of Levi in the third chapter. The tribe of Levi is considered here. And I want you to notice as we look at the census and standards here that pertain to this particular tribe that had the oversight of the tabernacle. I'm reading now at verse 1, chapter 3 of Numbers. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. So that what we have is the record that is now confirmed that was given in the book of Leviticus, that Nadab and Abihu were destroyed because they intruded into the high priest's office, which they should not have done. We're given then first the family of Aaron and of Moses. Now the tribe of Levi is given to Aaron. Will you notice that? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Now the tribe of Levi was given to the great high priest, to Aaron, to assist him. And you and I, as believers in the church and a priesthood of believers, we've been given to our great high priest. Listen to him in his priestly prayer. He mentions that in John 17, verse 6, he says, I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. You notice that the church has been given to the Lord Jesus. The believers have. And then again in verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And so we have been given as a love gift from the Father to the Son. And some of us may feel like he didn't get very much, but it's not what we are, it's what he's going to make out of us. That's important. Now you are given here the three families of Levi. We find again in the 9th verse here, thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron. And then again in verse 13, because all the firstborn of mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be, I am the Lord. And you know that that was the way that God put it back there. And today, I think that he asks of each family that we give him not only our possession, but we give him a member of our household. Have you dedicated your own to the Lord? Turn them over to him. It's a wonderful thing to do, be able to dedicate your own. You remember the rule in England years ago, they reversed it the way God had given it. The firstborn son, I think, went into government, and the secondborn son went into the Navy. I think the third one went into the Army, and if there was a fourth, he always went into the church. That's the way they did it back in those days. The firstborn belongs to the Lord. That doesn't mean he was to go into the ministry, but he was to be redeemed, by the way, and the firstborn belonged to God. But instead of taking the firstborn from each tribe, God had them numbered, and he took the tribe of Levi. Now you find the family, as we've indicated, these three families of Levi. There were three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Now you'll notice in verse 14, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying," and this is in the wilderness now, this is for the wilderness march, "Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from a month old and upward shalt thou number them." And these would be the three families. Verse 17, "These were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari." And you find that the numbers are given here. You go down through the list and you find that they are given by number. "And the families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael." And these are the sons now of Gershon. And then you have the order in the hosts. You have Gershon, Kohath, and Merari given their genealogy. Then the thing that they were to do. Now Gershon, and by the way, his name means stranger or an exile. Speaks of that wilderness march, does it not? And his assignment on the wilderness march was to take care of the coverings. Notice this, "And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation." That was their assignment. Then we have in verse 27, "And of Kohath," and then we're told the number that were there, "and their assignment, their charge shall be the ark and the table and the lampstand." The Kohathites had charge of the articles of furniture. And then in verse 33, we have Merari. Merari means bitterness. It speaks of that wilderness march also. And he carried the boards and the bars and the pillars and the sockets and the vessels. He had the heavy articles of furniture to carry. Now the total of the Levites and of the firstborn of Israel are given to us next year. And we have in verse 39, and I'd like to read that. It says, "All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. And then verse 40, "And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names." And we find that number is given in verse 43, 22,273. Actually, we are given 22,300. And there's a slight discrepancy there of about 27. And here again, why the critic immediately begins to leap at it. Well, here's an error in the Bible. No error at all. After all, evidently the family of the high priest was counted in this, and of Moses, and they are included in it, and that explains the discrepancy. When the first counting was made, they were included in the second one, which had to do with all the children of Israel. Why, they were naturally left out of that. That, I think, gives us a pretty good understanding. Now, that's what these people were to do, by the way.